Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the third week of Easter, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled, What Are You Looking For?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the lake saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For this is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, What must we do to perform the works of God? Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. The word of the Lord. We celebrated Easter Sunday with its octave, and we read about Jesus appearing to men and women he chose as witnesses to his resurrection. He confirmed them in the truth that he was alive. We read about women who visited Jesus' tomb on the third day after his burial in order to anoint his body. But the tomb was open and empty. One of them was Mary of Magdala, who thought that somebody had stolen the dead body. Angels asked her why she was crying, and then a man she thought was the gardener asked her, For whom are you looking? The man was Jesus himself, and she recognized him only when he called her by name. The messages the women received were, Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. And why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Why am I remembering these messages the women received near the empty tomb on that first Easter day? It seems that they have nothing to do with today's gospel. Today's selection speaks about the aftermath of the feeding of the 5,000 men and the women and children that were with them. We know the story. It was near Passover, the festival of the Jews, when Jesus fed the crowds who were following him and were hungry. A boy who had 5 loaves and 2 fish gave them to Jesus, who thanked God and had them distributed to the crowd. They ate as much as they wanted, and they were satisfied. They wanted to take Jesus by force in order to make him king, but he withdrew to the mountain all by himself. On the next day, they could not find Jesus. They started looking for him. When they found him, they asked Jesus, When did you come here? Jesus could have answered, Who are you looking for? Or what are you looking for? At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus turned and saw 2 of John the Baptizer's disciples following him, and he said to them, What are you looking for? Come, and see. In today's Gospel, Jesus told the crowd, "You are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." There was no true love involved in the crowd following Jesus. People were satisfied with the abundant food given for free, and they wanted a king who could provide them with free food and healing. This was not in Christ's plan. He wanted them to have faith in him. A few verses later, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe." If today somebody asks us, "What are you looking for?" or "Who are you looking for?" what would our answer be? Can people say, "I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified and has been raised as he said"? Can you say with Paul, "We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles"? Peter tells us, "In your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an account of the hope that is in you. Yet, do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent," Jesus told the crowd. We say we believe in Jesus Christ. Does our life give testimony of our belief in God's love? So, why do we sometimes look for the living Lord among the dead? He is alive. Jesus tells each one of us who try to follow him, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age."